is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. China's expanding lockdowns, including in a central city where factory workers clashed this week with police as its number of COVID-19 cases set a daily record. People in eight districts of Zhengzhou, with a total of just over 6.6 million residents, were told to stay home for 5 days beginning Thursday, except to buy food or to get medical treatment. Daily mass testing was ordered in what the city government called a war of annihilation against the virus. The company that assembles Apple iPhones has apologized for what it said was a technical error that led to protests by employees over payment of wages offered to attract them to a factory that is under antivirus restrictions. Foxconn is struggling to fill orders for the iPhone 14 after thousands of workers left the job in the central city of Zhengzhou last month following complaints about unsafe working conditions. China's status as an export powerhouse is based on factories like Foxconn's that produce the world's consumers' electronics, toys, and other goods. The ruling Communist Party is trying to contain the latest wave of outbreaks without shutting down factories and the rest of its economy as it did in early 2020. A cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti, claiming a growing number of children amid a surge in malnutrition, according to UNICEF. UNICEF, the United Nations agency, and Haiti's government are seeking at least $28 billion to help feed and hydrate and care for 1.4 million people affected by the crisis. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The head of Brazil's electoral authority has rejected the request by President Jair Bolsonaro and his political party to annul ballots cast on most electronic voting machines, which would have overturned the October 30th election. Alexandre de Moraes had issued a prior ruling that implicitly raised the possibility that Bolsonaro's Liberal Party could suffer from such a challenge. He also ordered the suspension of government funds for the Liberal Party's coalition until a fine of $4.3 million is paid. The four bad faith litigation is paid. Russia unleashed a new missile onslaught on Ukraine's battered energy grid Wednesday, robbing cities of power and some of water and public transportation, compounding the hardship of winter for millions there. At an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting on Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the latest bombardment of Ukraine by Russia sends a clear message on Russia's motive. All of Kyiv lost water, the capital mayor says, the capital's mayor, that is. Power also went out, and public transportation stopped in Kharkiv, according to the mayor of the northeastern city, Ukraine's second largest. The attacks on power supplies also took nuclear plants and internet links offline and spilled blackouts into its neighbor, Moldova. A five-year-old boy rescued Wednesday from the rubble of a collapsed house in the Indonesian village of Cianjur, damaged by Monday's powerful earthquake. His father said his mother and grandmother did not survive. More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday in devastated areas on Indonesia's main island of Java to search for the dead and missing from the earthquake that killed at least 271 people. The death toll was likely to rise, with many people still missing, some remote devastated areas still unreachable, and more than 2,000 people injured in the 5.6 magnitude earthquake. Nigeria has unveiled newly designed currency notes that the West African nation's central bank says will help curb inflation and money laundering. But experts are skeptical about such results in a country that has battled chronic corruption for decades, with government officials known to loot public funds that has caused more hardship for the many struggling with poverty. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.